You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Milk, milk, lemonade, and in the back is the butthole. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Gherkin Thirst Trap. Gherkin Thirst Trap for that catchphrase submission. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. July 4th edition, special Independence Day here in the United States of America. Never been so united. We are celebrating this wonderful holiday. What better way on a holiday Monday than what better way to what better way, what am I trying to say? What better way to celebrate the independence of this great nation, which seceded from the English, of course, over 200 years ago, than by listening to an episode of Comedy Bang Bang, and we have a great one for you today. My name is Scott Aukerman. Let me make sure to remind you of that. Coming up a little later, we have an actual superhero. Well, on a super holiday like today, that makes a lot of sense. We also have a handyman. All right. But, you know, we haven't had a lot of celebrities on the show recently, you know, mainly because of the pandemic and us transitioning from out in my backyard where celebrities would not go. Now we're edging back into the studio. But we finally were able to land one today. You know, his career ever since the early 80s on television. He started off on, of course, the Cheers show, segued from that into his own show called Frasier. Since then, a couple bit parts in movies. I don't know. It's been a minute, but we'll talk to him about what he's up to. Please welcome, for the first time on the show, Kelsey Grammer. Hello.
Hello. Good to see you, Scott.
Great to see you. Great to meet you.
Yes. What an introduction. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. You're obviously a legend in the television sphere.
I am, yes.
You were in movies? I couldn't remember.
I've been in many, many movies after Cheers.
Which ones? Because I know there were like a bunch of Christian movies that you're in, but I can't remember like any.
That brings me to 2023's new movie, I play Chuck Smith in a movie called Jesus Revolution.
Okay.
And Jesus Revolution is what I like to think is happening to America right now. People are getting more into Jesus, Scott, and I think it's really cool.
I think the studies have shown they're not. But is that anything like Dance Dance Revolution, or is it like some sort of video game? Or
it's
is
not
it?
Well, it should be a video game. That would appeal to children a lot more than what it actually is, which is a bone-dry psychodrama from rock-ribbed conservatives that will put any child to sleep in virtually no time.
Well, a lot of people need their children to fall asleep, so this, you know, it could serve dual purposes. It would lead some to the Lord and lead some to Lord Morpheus.
Yes, some rock their children and some watch my rockin' performances in rockin' movies.
I feel like I saw you in a Christmas movie recently that my wife was watching, and I passed through and I was like, oh, Kelsey Grammer's in this. And I feel like you gave one of
those.
Tell
me what it was. Which Christmas movie? There are quite a few.
Who was in it? Gosh, I feel, oh man. Name any other person in the movie. And
was it the one where Jesus is playing Santa Claus and comes down the chimney and takes it off and it's Jesus?
I don't think it was Jesus specific, but it was about people who are upset at their dad or something like that.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm happy to be the heavy.
Giving one of those performances of like, I'll do this movie if I can sit in a chair the entire time.
Yes, well, that is where I'm most comfortable, and I do bring my own chair to set.
Do you really?
Yes, it's an Eames.
It's an Eames. Oh, I was going to ask if it was the that wonderful recliner from the Frasier show.
No. That's in the Smithsonian.
Oh, it is, really? Right next to Fonzie's jacket.
Yes, it was right next to Archie Bunker's chair. It's in the chair section.
Oh, it's in the chair section. Yeah. What other chairs are in there?
So many. You've got a bar stool from Cheers, the legendary show that I was legendary in.
One bar stool. Was that the one Cliff was on, I would imagine? Or Norm?
No, it was Norm.
It has to be Norm.
Yes, and his ass cheeks are well imprinted.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes. And what other chairs do they have in that chair section?
Yeah, let me think.
Archie Bunker. You have the couch from Married with Children.
Of course. Cosby Show, I would imagine that couch.
That's been taken out. What's happened to Biddle is just so unfortunate.
It's unfortunate that he did that, you mean? Or it's unfortunate...
Did what? Had consensual sex with numerous women? I've done that too.
Oh dear, okay.
Look, we all had fun in the 90s.
I mean, this predated the 90s quite a bit as well. But I don't want to get off on that necessarily. I want to focus back on your career.
Yes.
You, what are you up to now, other than next year's Jesus Revolution movie? We haven't seen you on our televisions. There was supposedly a Frasier reboot happening.
Well, supposedly is a word that also could mean that it's happening, because
are we breaking news here?
I have, yes. I have the announcement here, and I am allowed to say this. Previously, I was not allowed, but now.
Oh, really? So now
saying there is a Frasier reboot.
A Frasier reboot.
Yes, I Frasier.
I Frasier, is that what you said?
I Frasier. Yes.
Like iPhone?
iPhone, yes. iPad.
iMac. I don't know anymore.
I Frasier. And it's Frasier with a little twist. I live in Seattle with my brother Niles, of course.
Of course. And David Hyde Pierce is back?
He is back, yes. We got him. We got him. It was hard to get him.
I can only imagine.
We got him.
Okay, yes. Wow.
He's back in. He's back for more. It's very interesting because instead of taking call-in advice, I have a podcast with my brother.
Okay, well, I mean, podcasts are very big right now. You have Obama and Springsteen's, the rest?
Yes, I wouldn't. I don't know if you know this, but I am a cool conservative.
I've read something about that, yes.
Yes, I am the kind of guy that I didn't come out for Trump right away, but after he was president, that's when I...
when you saw what he was up to.
I saw what he was really up to. That's when I came out. And
I'm just saying the podcast, I mentioned Obama's not to incite you or...
No.
But
that's your mind.
Well, that's, other than Conan's slate, those are the most popular podcasts in the world. right now.
Right.
Obama and Springsteen's sitting down, they get dirt.
They get into the dirt of their lives. I'm sure they really talk about interesting things and don't just gloss over things.
it gets really deep.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
it's a really great one.
Yeah, no one ever edits those down of like, no, we can't keep that in, obviously. Yeah. We can't keep that in.
Yes, well, since I am, like I mentioned before, a rock-ribbed conservative, and my brother, Niles, is quite a, he's a bit of a snowflake.
He's on the show.
He's one of the wokes who will go broke. We bring up cultural checkpoints, you might say, and we dissect them.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. So this is on the show, you mean?
Yes. We film it and we shoot it. It's going to be a TV show on YouTube, and it's
on YouTube.
It's already legendary.
Okay.
So the TV show will be the TV show of the podcast.
Oh, so you don't have the old set back in Seattle?
Oh no, it will be a farcical show. But we're doing the podcast. We're ourselves, and we're doing the podcast, and you see us the foibles. Of us trying to put out podcasts.
But it's just set in the podcast studio. You never go back to the home. I mean, I loved... Frasier was mainly set in the home. I mean, it was set in
it
that beautiful apartment
yes.
with Eddie.
You know, yes, Eddie the dog. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And no, it is in our apartment because it is a home studio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've taken one of our closets and put in sound paneling.
Did you hang up a lot of sweaters to sort of absorb the sound?
Yeah. Yes, it's a mothball covered. Sorry, sometimes I have a brain fart.
Yeah, scrambled eggs in your brain.
Yes,
and toss salad.
My brain is pure toss salad. Now, I wanted to talk to you, Scott.
Oh, so we're moving on. Okay, yes, please.
We're not moving on because you are a podcaster.
I am a podcaster,
and
yes.
I am a podcaster, and I was wondering.
On the show, you're a podcaster.
If we could do something like you do with Adam Scott kind of thing. Like, maybe I try to convince you to like, I don't know, some group like the Kingston Trio.
Perhaps I already like the Kingston Trio.
You don't like them enough. Perhaps you don't like them enough.
Well, I like them
fine. If you already like them.
Yes.
Name a song by the Kingston Trio.
Hang on, Sloopy.
Hang on, Sloopy. It's not by the Kingston Trio. It's by the Rascals or something.
Give me 1 second to think back to me listening to
think
the Kingston.
Think back by scrolling down your phone. Look, you clearly don't know the majesty of Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley.
Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley. Okay, I admit that I maybe don't know that one.
Exactly. So, me and you in the studio. You
in your home studio?
You are, yes, possibly. Or we could do it here at Earwolf or wherever. Look, the thing is, I'm convincing you, you want no part of it. You don't like this conservative folk music from the 60s. And I am here to say, you know, there are several good, especially live recordings of the Kingston Trio. And
this is a lot of qualifiers, I have to say.
Well, a great group always has some good live performances because they're tight live and they're tight in the studio.
Okay.
Now, this would be a weekly podcast. It's not special thing like it is with...
I don't know. I have a lot on my plate.
Right.
And when you have a lot on your plate, you know, it's hard to eat everything.
Well, you'd be working with Kelsey Grammer, a legend. I am.
Yeah, you're a legend. I don't know that I necessarily agree with anything you have to say in your personal life, but a pleasure to speak to you on this show about show business. But I don't know that I necessarily want to sit next to you and put out a dual joint thing.
We keep it music. We don't have to go into the nitty gritty of the politics that are happening now.
It seems though you are almost unable not to talk about
well,
it.
We
you brought it up five
we
times already.
We would talking about the dust up at the Capitol.
I would rather not.
We would not.
I would. I in fact don't want to right now, if that's okay.
It was just a little tourist dust up. Sometimes tourists get a little bit anxious and they have to express themselves.
Okay. See, this is my fear is that we would be doing a podcast weekly. That's the other thing. We'd be doing a podcast weekly about the Kingston Trio, which I don't know if there's that much to cover regarding.
Oh,
them,
there is.
Okay.
There's the '60s stuff and then the '70s. It goes crazier.
Okay. And then I'm forced to listen to live recordings of them, which I guess are tighter.
Well, yes. Well,
in your opinion, I've never heard a live record be tighter than the actual.
Sometimes they have
recorded
drummers.
Version. Okay.
They had a steel drummer.
I just feel like you would not be able to suppress your political feelings all that much. And
well, why should I?
Exactly.
That's my problem with Springsteen and Obama. You know they're not getting dead. Obama's not telling you why Guantanamo didn't close on his watch.
Yeah.
His first promise to us.
Okay. Yeah, true, true. I mean, that would have been my first question as Springsteen.
And I would say, yes, we need a secret prison.
Hey, Obama, why didn't Guantanamo close?
Oh, boy.
Would he do that preacher voice that he does? He goes, why didn't...
Well... That would be my first question to Obama. But
yeah, I'm sure it would.
And my first question to Bruce would just be to say, good job. I don't get it. It seems like people like it.
You're not a fan.
Not a fan of Bruce. No, not his music.
Did you stop liking music at the Kingston Trio whenever they disbanded, I'm presuming in the 70s, from the information you've given me?
No, I was a fan of another band, a Canadian band.
Bare Naked Ladies.
No. okay. They had a song called Look at This Photograph. Every time I see it, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell was on Joey's head? You know,
I don't know that one.
Thinking, what was on Joey's head that made the picture?
Who's Joey? What are we talking about?
Well, the friend of the person in the song. Now, songs are sometimes spoken from.
Joey was one of the friends. Is that, I mean, you...
Joey was one of the friends. It was David Schwimmer, I believe, was
and
Ross.
That was, you were competing with them, so I don't know if you ever felt an affinity for the friends or whether you
there
felt
there was no competition, Scott, between Frasier and friends. Frasier is Frasier, and it is a tight, farcical comedy with slamming doors.
Sure, a lot of slamming doors. That was one thing I didn't really like about it.
Nope.
It's just all the slamming doors. Like, I'm trying to watch a funny show, and you're just here, chagong, 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 chagong.
I'd blush at what do you think of Molière.
I saw one play of his when I was 18, and haven't really thought much of him since.
Probably Tartuffe. Oh, yawn
Might
city.
Have been. I think it was The Misanthrope.
You got to go deeper.
I'm hoping that Molière wrote The Misanthrope.
Well,
yes, it was
hey.
The Misanthrope.
Yes, I don't know if you know this, but... In the New Yorker article about Hollywood conservatives.
Boy. See, this is what I'm talking about.
They're going to a gathering of Hollywood conservatives.
Okay. Yeah.
And I walked into that meeting and I looked around, got a little feel for the room, and I took the fuck off because I don't hang out with losers.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. I mean, good for you.
I'm a legend. And, of course, there are some nice people who are also legends, but, you know, I don't hang out with John Voight. He seems like somebody, he seems like a Confederate soldier whose children just got killed.
Funny in Anaconda, though.
He's funny. He's good.
He's exciting.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
He's good, right? And in Midnight Cowboy, I mean.
Undeniably good performance.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about acting. It's just like The Hang.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's, you know, good for you.
Yeah,
I mean,
well.
you're able to hang out with different types of people. You seem unable to not talk about conservatism, but...
this country is going
this
country.
I'm criticizing you, wishing that you would not talk about it.
This country,
and that is leading you into actually
direction.
Talking about it. Yes, One Direction. Are you a fan of Harry Styles?
Harry Styles. Look, everyone knows Watermelon Sugar is cool. Okay, Harry Styles.
Can you sing that at all?
Yes. Watermelon Sugar. Hi. Watermelon Sugar. Hi. Watermelon Sugar. Hi.
Is that what he's saying? Hi?
Watermelon Sugar, hi. Yes.
He's saying hello to the Watermelon Sugar?
I guess he's got a nice friend called Watermelon.
Well, from what I had heard about it, Watermelon Sugar is, and there's no other more delicate way to say this, but it's about the taste of pussy.
Oh, good God.
So he's saying Come hello on. To that taste?
No, no.
I don't think it makes any sense.
It's about a summer juice he's drinking.
That's what I'm saying.
And sugared with watermelon.
See, you're getting it as you're saying it.
Yes, yes. It's not a pussy metaphor.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Well, look, Kelsey, this is, I mean, a lot of great stuff going on. One Christian movie next year, and then what sounds like a horrible reboot of Frasier.
Yes, the Jesus Connection, and then
what's I Frasier?
iFrazer, yes.
And what connection does it have to the iPhone and the iMac, or is it just
well,
to
it's
make
a
it
podcast?
Seem, yeah, but I
don't know if you remember this show that came about. Zach Braff was starring in a show where he was a podcaster.
Yeah, I kind of do. Yeah.
Same creators.
Oh, really? You got those guys?
Yes. The Fraser creators are sadly dead.
Christopher Lloyd and...
Who?
Christopher Lloyd?
Oh, no,
isn't he
fine.
One of them?
Yes.
Not the Back to the Future person.
Oh, yes. No, I've seen Back to the Future.
No, but you worked with this guy, Christopher Lloyd. He then
course.
Went to Modern Family.
Yes. He died in 9/11.
Okay, I don't think Modern Family was...
He died in 9/11. I'm so sorry.
Okay, look, all right.
Awkward. Kelsey, we can edit this out, right?
No, unfortunately, our editing machine...
Is this live? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
We used to be able to edit so many things, but now it's broken.
Well, I'm excited about our podcast.
Well, that's...
Are you talking Kingston Trio to
KT.
Scott?
KTTS?
Yes.
I don't think so. Look, Kelsey, it's wonderful to have you on. I know when I put the call out to finally have a celebrity back on the show. I mean, we've been having the worst A blocks on the show recently with just insane people. And I said, please land a celebrity. The Earwolf Booker said, well, we have Kelsey Grammer, and I thought it would be okay. We could just focus on the Frasier aspect of your career. But unfortunately, you've broadened the scope of this interview a little
bit.
So
this is huge for you.
I mean, was it a 50-50 of like, should I have him on? Should I have not have him on? I eventually was like, all right, let's do it. Gee, it can't be
great,
that bad.
Great. Yeah, well, good. Yes, that sounds about right for me right now. And maybe after iFrasier comes out, you will reconsider.
Reconsider how I felt about this one?
The podcast about the Kingston Trio.
We'll see. When iFrasier comes out, I'll definitely give it a little peep and we'll see... exactly how I want to proceed with that other show.
What about Ding Dong Delicious, John Daly's new album?
Oh, well, you want to talk about that?
Well, John Daly's got a new album, and I'm rocking out to it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we should do the podcast about John Daly's music.
Sure. I mean, John Daly's
Are you talking? I can't believe you're talking
JD?
John Daly to me. Yes.
Yeah, we could talk about that. I mean, he's a friend of mine. I don't know why you would talk. You've been listening to this in between
yes.
Kingston Trio records?
Oh, yes. It's great. It's a great refresher after some deep
palate
Kingston
cleanser.
Trio cuts.
And this is called, let's see, Ding Dong Delicious.
Ding
and
Dong
it's
Delicious.
John Daly, and it seems to be...
New vinyl record.
New yes. vinyl. It seems to be about 16 tracks or so. Or 15?
17 tracks.
17?
17 full tracks.
All music?
All music. All good, funny songs. And then one dark, serious song. One serious song. You have to guess. It's a game. The whole album's
is
a game.
Is it the first one?
You have to. No, it's not the first one. No. The album is a game. And if you win, then you get to listen to it again.
Oh, wow.
No.
Okay.
And you can all talk to your friends and discuss it.
Well, that's fun. So that's in stores right now. And is it on Spotify as well? Or is it just in stores?
It's on Tidal. It's on Spotify. It's in record stores. There's a record store near you. And it's on Northern Spy Records, the label that put it out. It's a sky blue vinyl, a beautiful piece, a beautiful slab, as they say. And it's a crucial slab that you need. It's for any collection. John Daly, Ding Dong Delicious. Get it.
Well, that's very generous of you to talk about another artist's work like this, Kelsey.
We disagree politically, but
and to be honest, I don't know whether he would appreciate you personally coming on and talking about his record because of the other things that you've said on the show. But I mean, it's very generous of you.
Here's what I have to say: wah wah, sorry, bitch.
Okay, all right.
Are you disappointed? Oh, boo hoo! I just talked to millions of people. About your record.
Millions of people are not listening
maybe you
to this.
Maybe you don't know.
I hate to break it to you. I don't know what Earwolf told you.
You have a huge audience, and I think you should accept that. Maybe not millions, but it's quite large.
Okay.
So, John Daly, fuck you.
Okay.
Listen to your record, but also...
Fuck you.
We're not friends.
Okay, well, good to know.
Yes.
Kelsey, can you stick around?
Of course,
we have some great guests. Coming up next, we have an actual superhero. This is very exciting. And then we have a handyman. I mean, that's pretty par for the course for the show these days. But look, we're going to be right back. We're going to have more Kelsey Grammer, more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace You know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
You gotta admit, shopping for humans? Ugh, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Kelsey Grammer over here of the upcoming I, Frasier reboot. Is Bebe Neuwirth going to be out there? I saw her on Broadway or off Broadway in Sarah Silverman's musical weeks ago.
Yes, the Bedwetter. Yes,
the Bedwetter.
Everybody
she's
go
great,
see the Bedwetter.
Yes, is she a part of the show or?
We reached out to her. It's maybe lost in the shuffle, but yes, she hates me personally.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, I mean,
we'd love to have her on the show.
Is she allergic to money? I mean, you know, I don't know how much this is paying. Oh, she might be. Oh, okay.
She might be allergic to
money.
I'm sorry.
I don't mean to make light of her allergies.
yes.
Well, we have to get to our next guest. As I said, he is an actual superhero. This is very exciting. On July 4th, Independence Day show, he stood for truth, justice, and the American way. Please welcome to the show for the first time, the real Superman.
Wow, Scott, me, I'm so happy to be here. Hello, Scott Ackerman.
Hi.
Hello.
You just walked into the room here.
Yes.
It's wow. I guess I haven't seen you without makeup on television before.
Oh, me nowhere, makeup nowhere, Scott. Me, I'm just pandemic eating.
Okay. Well, just your skin is so pale.
Oh yes, Earth's yellow sun. Perhaps I have been avoiding me have been avoiding it.
Well, it's great to meet you, Superman. I mean, what is that necklace around your? It's blocking the S. It's, I can't see it from here.
Me was at a red carpet last night, and they kept me via VIP pass.
Oh, what's it say, Bizarro number one?
No. Yeah, well. Yes, me was at my enemy's new Bizarro number one.
Go ahead and finish. I mean, this is, I'm really interested to hear how this sentence concludes.
Okay, well, finish. Me, I'm going to bathroom in pants. Go ahead and finish.
No, don't finish that. Finish this.
Me was at my enemy Bizarro's premiere of his new web series.
Oh, web series. Interesting.
Yes, Bizarro number one. But enough about Bizarro. Me's finally here.
So great to meet you, Superman.
Yes, yes.
I guess, you know, when I guess I've mainly only read about you in the comic books about your life. I didn't realize you had such a kind of Slavic sounding accent.
Yes, well, you know, me, different Supermans, Red Sun, me in that, me landed in Russia or USSR. So, you know, different versions.
In Russia, Superman lands on you.
Yes, me favorite comedian.
Yakov Smirnoff, really, your favorite comedian.
Oh, and Yakov Smirnoff to you, Scott Aukerman.
Thank you, and many hamburgers as well to you.
Oh, and many hamburgers to you.
Thank you. But, yes, what is Superman up to these days? I mean, obviously, it's a holiday. It's July 4th. You get is July 4th a day you can just kick your boots up and relax and just, you know, take the day off? Or is a holiday a stressful time for you?
You know, July 4th, me most worried about crime. Because all the big, bad scaries do crazy things on the big holidays.
Really? Like who?
Oh, well, of course... let's see, Lex Luthor.
Oh, he's one of the biggest.
Yes, and the baldest. I just feel so excited to be in the presence of Hollywood greatness here.
Oh, thank you. Also, Kelsey Grammer's here.
Ha ha, Scott. Hello, Superman. How are you? You got me, Scott. Okay.
This is the kind of rapport we're going to have if we do our show together.
It's funny. People enjoy it.
Yeah. Ha ha, Scott. A catchphrase born before me very eyes.
Yes. Ha ha, Scott.
I don't know that one's going to stick if you're trying to get in on the cuts of a t-shirt.
Oh!
On the proceeds. I don't think I...
Is first person, is it like introducing character to sitcom first person who calls out t-shirt and gets paid every time?
It's 10% of it, I guess.
Wow, okay. Well, me go try for catchphrase today.
Okay, great.
That's gold, baby.
Oh, another catchphrase like Ari Gold.
No.
No?
No, sorry.
That's gold, baby?
Please, not everything that we say, don't try to turn it into a t-shirt. Please.
And a catchphrase is born before me very eyes. Not everything me say, don't try to turn to t-shirt.
How about this? Shut the fuck up, Superman.
Okay, I actually like that.
Okay, cool.
Don't like that.
Yeah.
Yes, me am Superman and me don't like that.
Superman, I've noticed you keep saying me.
Uh-huh.
For your pronouns. Is that on your Twitter bio? Yeah. Me mine?
Me mine. I me mine. Yes. Oh, Scott and Kelsey Grammer, me can no keep up the ruse anymore.
What?
What?
Ruse?
Yes, me am Bizarro.
Can't keep up. The?
What?
Ruse?
Don't forget punctuations.
What is this ruse you're talking about, Superman?
Me no am Superman.
What?
Me am Bizarro.
Oh,
Superman boy. Nemesis.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, now I'm seeing it. Your chalk white skin, the medallion that says Bizarro number one on it.
Yes. The crazy dog over here.
Yeah. What is that? Is that the dog that I read about in the comics, or is that a different one?
Which comics? Garfield?
Oh, wait, you have Odie over there?
Yes, it's me best friend.
How did you land Odie?
Oh, you know, Odie.
You made the jump to Bizarro comics?
We both have a similar enemy in Garfield.
Oh, you're not a Garfield fan either?
No, Garfield is a prick.
That lasagna-loving Tabby?
Yes, Tabby. Oh, is that type of cat Garfield
is? I believe so. Is he not? I'm not sure.
You don't know. Do they say it?
He is a Tabby, yes.
Oh, thank you, Kelsey
Orange, Kramer. Yes. Tabby.
Thank you, Kelsey Grammer. A wealth of information, we noticed.
Yes, of course.
Sounding more and more Russian as we progress.
Well, now that me no keeping up Superman ruse, you can hear me full real voice.
Okay. Thank Bizarro you. Orange, isn't your thing where you say the opposite of everything that you actually feel?
Wait.
Bizarro always says, like, me hate this whenever he says me, he actually likes something.
Really?
Yeah.
Me didn't know that.
Well, that must be a myth about Bizarro.
Perhaps.
Yeah, something yes. from the comic books.
Me become larger than life, you know. Once yeah. the story become bigger than the man.
Yeah.
But, you know, even here, I see, you know, impressed when you find out me Bizarro. You were so excited for Superman. I could not get Bizarro on Comedy Bang Bang for 8 years I try.
You've been trying for 8 years?
Yes.
Really? Why not the first five?
Well, no, me were trying to get on Comedy Death Ray the first five.
That was the first two.
Well,
so there was a 3 year period where you just gave up? Or?
Me time crazy in Bizarro world. Every 2 years, me have 5 years.
But a valuable history lesson in Comedy Bang Bang history.
Yes, 2 years Death Ray. How many?
It was on the radio.
11 Bang Bang.
Wow. Happy the 11 year anniversary of Bang Bang. What is that, Scott Aukerman?
Who knows? But thank you very much. And then 10 years recently since the television show premiered.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
No appearances for Bizarro, even though he emailed funny characters. He emailed...
What characters do you do?
Oh, well, me thinking, let's see, Bill Clinton...
Oh, okay, I'd like to hear a Bill Clinton.
Me no have sex, baby!
It's not even close. I mean,
pretty good in my estimation.
Thank you.
I mean, I have
sex, baby. Imagine Scott Aukerman, you have Bizarro, Bill Clinton on, and he say that,
and he says baby too,
and everybody. Yeah, Bill Clinton has to say baby. Sunglasses, saxophone. That's a guy who say baby, don't you think?
Bill Clinton is a lot like if a California raisin became president.
Oh.
Yes, and went to Little St. James a lot.
What's Little St. James?
It's Jeffrey Epstein's island.
Oh, me gosh.
It's where I met Bill Clinton for the first time.
No, don't admit that on air. That bad.
No, but there were no California raisins there.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, then that's a mitigating factor. You have to agree. Yes.
That's good to have on record, the California raisins know on the secret list.
I would hate it if the California raisins were at Epstein Island.
But I did hear about Little St. James through the grapevine.
Honey.
Yeah,
honey.
They say that in song. honey.
The raisins? Oh, okay.
Yes.
You're talking about the sugar song? Is that the...
Oh, no. They just say grapevine.
Through the grapevine. Honey.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But yes, sugar.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, that's a great tune. That's wow. My childhood.
What's happening here? A little Aukerman trio, methink.
I don't know that I want to be associated with either of you.
Bizarro, Kelsey Grammer, and Scott Aukerman sing the hits of the grapefruits. Wait, no, the raisins.
Now you're trying to wedge in on me and Scott's thing.
Yeah, I'm also worried that you would be unable to sing any of the songs without substituting me for I.
Me for I?
like if you were to sing the song... I can't get no satisfaction. How would you sing it?
Okay. me think for a second. Let's see. How song go? How song
I
start?
Can't. Just cut to the chorus. I'm not asking you to do that.
Satisfaction.
No, not that middle part of the chorus. The actual, how does the... It,
brown sugar?
I can't get no satisfaction.
me so confused, Scott.
Yes, this is what I'm saying. You started to
I think you'd do better with me so horny.
Oh!
Yeah, let's hear you sing that.
Me so horny. Me feel like song even problematic just to say lyrics now. Yeah. No?
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's why I brought it up. I'm trying to get canceled.
No one cares, Kelsey, please.
Kelsey,
no
please.
One cares about your career anymore.
I just want the press.
How about that be podcast? Kelsey Grammer and Bizarro tried to get Kelsey Grammer canceled every episode.
Okay, this sounds good to me, as long as I'm not part of it.
Produced by Scott Aukerman.
Silently yeah. Produced, silent partner.
Yeah, you could silent part. Silent produce.
Yes. Sure.
But perhaps deadly still, Scott Aukerman.
Yeah, could be a deadly partner as
good,
well.
Good, good.
Yeah, wait till you see his notes. Not so silent.
So it seems like the only things that when I read Bizarro in the comics, the only things mm-hmm. that are actually true to your life is he swaps me for I.
Yeah, yes, me do that.
Everything else seems to be different.
Me hate Superman.
Oh, you do?
Me
what did Superman ever do to you?
Well, he get all the credit, but we both crazy motherfuckers.
In what way?
What are you talking about? We both crazy motherfuckers,
dude. I don't view Superman as a crazy motherfucker. He's out there
really?
Saving lives. He's out there, you know, anytime a bridge breaks, he lies down on the track so that the train can roll right on top of him instead of the track, the broken track.
He flies around the world to make it go the other way.
And he changes history.
Yeah. Well, me wonder then this. How come Superman no do that when real bad things happen? He do it when Lois Lane die. Oh, yeah, then he change history.
Right.
Because he's on the right side of history.
Mm.
That's why.
So
I mean, I guess it's something that was very meaningful and impactful to him. And were he to do it all the time, I mean, first of all, the strain and physical exertion that it would take would tire him out, I think. He would, you know.
Oh, boo-hoo. Superman get a little tired to stop 9/11? Come on, Scott Aukerman. Me tried to fly around world, but me reverse Superman and accidentally fly around moon.
Oh, ooh. No. What happened? Did you... Mean the moon landing never happened and it turned into a fake?
Well, no. In your reality, moon landing is real.
Oh.
But in reality, where I fly backwards, moon landing directed by brilliant visionary director Brian De Palma.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Brian De Palma. Wow.
Yes. But yes, me, I hate Superman all day.
So what are you going to do about it? I mean, you hate him. Do you just sit there stewing, or do you have a psychiatrist you can talk to?
Me go to psychiatrist.
Oh, good, good.
Me so tired of living in jealousy and rage. Me need to fix that. Me whole life define me called Bizarro Superman. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yes. I mean, your whole existence is based on a reflection of another person.
Yes.
And not even a person, a Kryptonian.
What about Mitzelblick? Couldn't you hang out with him?
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
You, Odie, Mitzelblick?
Oh, what a trio. Almost better than Scott Aukerman, Kelsey Grammer, and Bizarro making music. But it's Mitzelspitlick, yes?
I only know how to say it backwards, and I'm keeping that in reserve in case he gets to
comes. Yeah, you don't want to deal with that.
Sure. I always thought it was Mitzelplick, but maybe I'm wrong, and I don't care either.
Mitzelplicks, something like that?
Mitzelplicks, yes.
Yeah,
Mr. Mitzelplicks. Maybe you could hang out with him. He's kind of bizarre.
Oh,
yeah. He's from another dimension. Another dimension.
Mm-hmm. Another dimension, yes.
We have fun, but he no get down into nitty gritty. You know?
Oh, is that a requirement for you?
He no get real.
He's all surface?
Me.
Same here.
All surface, yes.
He's all press. Yeah, just canned.
Yes, it always talking about his funny name, him appearing and disappearing funny, but
the things he's turning into jello, you know, like buildings that he's, you know, turning into rubber, like as a prank.
Hilarious, don't get me wrong, but sometimes you're done with the bits and you want to just talk to a guy about how you don't like being reflection of Superman.
But if you think about it in a certain way, just those bits are very frustrating to Superman.
Oh, yes, that's true.
He turns a building into jelly and...
And then Superman say, how I make sandwich with all this jelly.
Yes!
Yeah,
you gotta turn one into peanut butter.
Yes.
It's a problem.
And then I need two big bread building.
Exactly,
up. That's funny, okay.
It's funny, I mean, yeah.
Maybe me I need to apologize to Mitzelplick.
Yeah, just relax and enjoy it.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel real, me thinking...
This is too much for you to handle, Lazaro. I'm sorry.
Multiverse logic.
Yeah, we don't mean to. This is like the multiverse of madness, and we don't want to confuse you. I'm sorry about that. You're our guest, Fraser, and my guest.
I put myself on tape for that.
You did for multiverse. Oh, really? Which part?
Yes. Ah, one of the wizards or something. I didn't get it. I didn't.
Wait, you. They were considering you for Doctor Strange himself?
No, that's Benedict Cumberbatch. But I did put myself on tape unsolicited and just trying to get into the Marvel, MCU.
I mean, it's a cash cow right now.
Yes. Why not? Why shouldn't I?
So just some random wizard popping by and going, hey.
I figured I could be a good wizard. Hey, I'll help you. Come here. You know, here are some good conservative values.
Okay, so you're unable to not.
Me trying to get into acting business, maybe Kelsey Grammer have self-tape tips.
Yeah, yes. Do you have some self-tape tips? I mean, what's the lighting? How far away are you supposed to be?
Get yourself a ring light.
Oh,
get yourself a ring light, preferably one that you can adjust the tone of the light, give it a little bit more yellow here.
You want to just shoot it on your phone and set it up, and it's kind of like doing a FaceTime.
Me kind of was hoping for acting tips. These more kind of directorial tips for self-tape.
You seem like someone who's just yourself. Like, when you're in movies, you're you.
Yeah, me no really be able to go deep into character, you know. Me no Michael Stuhlbarg.
Oh, yeah.
Me no Stuhlbarg.
No.
Our catchphrase board before
I don't think
our
so. Me no Stuhlbarg.
Me no Stuhlbarg.
That's pretty good. So.
Oh, me no Stuhlbarg. Oh, me no Stuhlbarg. Oh, me no Stuhlbarg. We only play meself.
Wow. I mean, really good song. You should pitch that to Weird Al to pitch to Two Life Crew.
Okay. Oh, yes.
For them to do?
Maybe. I don't know.
Is written by him?
They've got nothing going on. Believe me, those Two Life Crew guys are down at
those. Al's too busy.
They still writing mean letters to Tipper Gore.
Yes. They're still emotionally.
Tipper Gore made them.
She did.
No one would have heard of them without Tipper Gore.
Tipper Gore, Jesse Helms. The best.
They should be sending thank you note to that.
Yes.
Best publicity is negative publicity.
And a bottle of champagne.
Yeah. And to Stanley Kubrick for making the movie that they took it from.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Full Metal in your Jacket. World, that happened.
Oh, wait. You or Superman? Or who did what?
Me fly around world to change lyrics to Me So Horny to a song taken a different...
What was it originally?
What song could it be?
You're doing a lot of flying around the earth to make really simple small things up.
In original universe, they say... I can't follow me on logic here. we can take a second. You can pause the record and be thinking.
All right, we'll take 1 second. All right, we'll be right back. Okay, and we're back. And you took 5 hours.
Thank you for patience.
And you said, I finally have something.
And delivery on me. I got the Jersey Mike's. That on me. Don't worry.
Thank you so much. Wait, Mike's way or no?
Bizarro's way.
Oh, no. That's the opposite of Mike's way.
Yes. No, thanks. I don't eat dog food.
Anyway, you wanted to hit us with...
Yes. So me was talking about how Me So Horny taken from Full Metal Jacket.
Yes, but you had changed that.
Me fly around the world. So a lyric is no longer Me So Horny.
This is, by the way, you don't need to catch the listeners up because it was just an instant for them.
Oh, yes.
It's been 5 hours for us. I know that
me remember.
Yeah.
So in Me Fly Around the World, the song Me Walkin' Here.
What is Me Walkin' Here?
Oh, taken from a car hitting movie.
Oh, with John Voight.
Cowboy?
Yes.
With your buddy.
So it's, me walking here.
Not my buddy.
You and John Voight. Oh, man. Tell him me love his Cajun accent.
Okay.
Thank you.
Not a friend.
Okay.
Not a friend.
Acquaintance.
So yeah, he's a little heavy. A little bit of a heavy hang.
So the song was called I'm Walking Here?
Yes.
And it was about someone who was walking in the middle of the street?
Well, now in that universe, me walking here, what you say when you horny.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
so they switched.
Yes.
What do you say when you're... Okay, you say that when you're
horny.
When
someone hit you with a car?
Yeah.
Me so horny. Because they honk at you.
Oh, this makes more sense.
Yes.
But you change that to where now it doesn't make any sense. Like,
right.
What does horny have to do with an erect penis?
No, it makes no sense.
I'm honking here.
Yes. Oh, really?
I'm honking here.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
This all makes sense, Bizarro.
Yes.
Okay, well.
Thank you for breaking. We just had to think and need a little brain
okay.
fruit.
Yeah, well, whenever the Mike's, Jersey Mike's gets here, what did you order for us, by the way?
Oh, everybody favorite order from Jersey Mike's. We do the Cali Club. Uh-huh. So me talking turkey. Me
That's
talking.
That's not what anyone orders from Jersey Mike's.
What you get from Jersey Mike's?
You get the number with a cup of coal. And
Don't get anything. Hit Jimmy John's.
What?
I go to Jimmy John's.
You go to Jimmy John's? Why?
Yeah, Jersey Mike's disgusts me. And I've got a little thing with Jimmy John's. I say things and they give me money.
Okay. Free smells here.
Free smells here.
I had them say that at Jimmy John's and all the time.
No, man.
Them have signs at Jimmy John's.
Maybe I'll reconsider my deal.
Free smells
Kelsey here. Kelsey Grammer say, free smells here, oh, baby.
Gross. All right. Well, look, we're running out of time for this segment. Does that surprise you, Bizarro?
Let's see. Time on Bang Bang, slow for me because
that's right, Bizarro.
Early
years.
Logic.
Wait, you could fly around the Earth.
Yes.
And go back to the beginning of this interview. And
yeah,
do
could
it
you change any of this? Or you already did?
This is the best version.
This is like 30, the 27th version?
Yeah, 30 of these. And
oh,
this,
man. All right, well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Bizarro, can you stick around?
Me here, baby. Yeah, me waiting for sandwiches, me hungry.
We'll also be right back with Kelsey Grammer, and boy, we have a handyman. Oh, God. All right, what is happening with our holiday episode? We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have, maybe you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter? What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Kelsey Grammer of the upcoming iFrasier reboot on YouTube. Not a show, I guess, but something on YouTube coming out soon. Also, the Jesus Revolution, not in theaters, I would imagine, or at least maybe they've rented out one. We also have the we have Superman is here. Or, I'm sorry, no, Bizarro.
Yes, me taking off the ruse, me being raw and real like Gerard Carmichael.
Oh, good, yes. Yes. He's getting a lot of headlines for that. So
yes, me want to be authentic too for once.
Good. Two for ones.
Two, oh. Me like that, I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Well, we have to get to our next guest. He's a handyman. This is, he's never been on the show before. Why would he be? Other than in this post-pandemic world that we're in, post-backyard era comedy bang bang where you have handymen on the show.
How you doing, Scott?
Hi. Please, well, let me say your name before you.
Okay, I don't know how this works.
Oh, okay. You've never been on any kind of a podcast before?
No, I haven't been on a podcast before, no.
Why would you be? I mean, you're just a simple handyman.
Just a handyman. How the fuck are you doing?
I don't appreciate that kind of language.
I'm sorry. No, how are you doing? I've had a rough day. Excuse me if I get a little bit.
We'll talk about your rough day. Let me say your name, though, because please. People want to imagine you.
However you do things. That's
okay,
fine.
How I do it is I say your name and then you talk.
Well, let's do it that way.
Okay. Well, it's a little too late to do it that way.
Hit
but,
me with it.
I will say your name right now if that's okay.
Rocket.
Your name's not Rocket. I want to clarify that for the
no,
listener.
No, Rocket's just a saying.
Not like Charles Rocket, not like
push forward
Rocket
with
Raccoon.
Your, push forward with your plan.
I will. Okay, and I'm going to...
go for
it's,
it.
It's certainly... The plan has changed because you jumped in way too early.
That's
but,
how life works.
It certainly does. I've had to adapt.
Everything changes in life, so adapt. That's the number one, way success happens. That's how success is birthed. If you're able to adapt and be flexible. I've learned that. Trust me, I have four kids.
You have four cats?
I have four cats.
Four? Why?
Four kids.
Four kids. Oh, that makes more sense.
Cats.
Wait, what?
I have four cats.
Okay, look, let me just say your name, and we'll get to how many cats or kids you have.
Hit me with it.
Tobias Boothby is here.
Toby. Call me Toby.
Then why write down Tobias?
I guess that's my full name. I don't know how these things
this
work.
This isn't a court of law or the driver's license office DMV.
But it's my God-given name.
I don't care.
I don't either. Honestly, I didn't even give a shit about my name for the longest time. I used to give my parents so much shit about naming it. Tobias, I'd say.
It's a nice name. What's wrong with Tobias? Right.
Because honestly, it's not the best name. Think about how that. Tobias. It's not the best name.
Well, I mean,
Tobias Boothby? Toby. I'll take Toby.
Toby Boothby. All day. Toby Boothby is harder to say than Tobias Boothby.
Yeah.
Toby Boothby.
That sounds much better.
Toby Boothby.
Can we get to the point?
Yeah, please. Yeah, what is your point? What are you doing
Listen,
here? I don't know why I have a handyman on the show.
I'm
what are
a
you
handyman, and I'm trying to push my business a little bit. I've been a little bit slow. I've been trying to get some business on, and somebody gave me your number and said maybe I don't know who it was. Honestly, it was on my recording machine when I got home one afternoon.
Someone left my number on your answering machine?
Yes, and I was like, okay, great. And it cut off right before they said who they were.
Oh, weird. Okay.
Well, whatever.
But you called anyway. Wow.
Yeah, well, okay. What am I going to do? Scratch the ticket, see if you win. So I called. I called and they set me up. They said, if you want to fly yourself up, you know,
I
go for it.
I talked to our producer, Doug, so I about hopped this. South. We really need better guests on this show. Anyway, Toby.
Toby. So I hopped
Toby
this
or
up.
Not Toby?
I had.
You ever hear that before?
No.
The Immortal Bard is a play on the Immortal Bard's works.
No, I have never heard that. I don't know what you're talking
about. The collected
about.
Works of William Shakespeare?
No. I dropped out of school.
Which grade?
Second grade.
That's too early.
No. I feel like I pushed hard and I rocked it at an early level. So I'm doing fine. I feel good. Listen, I don't know your references sometimes.
Well, yeah.
Schooling isn't important if you can play a character who went to good schools.
Excuse me. Who are you?
Kelsey Grammer. You ever see the show?
You look familiar.
Frasier or Cheers, perhaps? You ever see any of those?
I saw Cheers. Yeah, I'm from Medford, Massachusetts.
Not Cheer. That's about the...
Cheer? No.
Oh, then I haven't seen
it. Okay. No, Cheers is about the cheerleaders.
You haven't seen
Cheers?
Yeah,
that's the one I watch. Cheers, I watch that every
No, Cheers Boston. Is about the alcoholics.
Oh, no.
Just but slamming beers.
My grandfather was an alcoholic. It was rough.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right.
It is?
Then oh, he's
not
alive.
Sorry. He's alive.
He's still an alcoholic. He used to drink, without exaggeration, he would drink, I would say, 80... 85 beers. He would drink 85 beers a day.
A day? What?
Okay. Yeah.
That's impossible. I don't think that's even possible.
No, it wasn't. I mean, listen, you don't have to believe me. I'm not here to
push the
truths of my grandfather. I'm here to push I'm a handyman. I go into people's houses. I help them out. I can do anything. And I'm really disappointed right now because I'm not getting my chance to get into people's houses and fix them up. I can take wood and fix it. I can push things around. I can
wood and fix it.
I can take wood and fix
push things around.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Roofs. I can own. Okay. I can babysit.
You can own?
I can own your stuff if you need me to own it. I can return. This is one
return.
That old lady up the Mrs. Rutherford had me return all the Amazon shit. And I did that.
Okay.
She hasn't paid me yet. But I'm saying, like, I'll do anything.
You're a jack of all trades.
Renaissance man, okay, I'd say.
So,
I'll do anything.
So how do people hear about you, first of all? I mean,
I just show up. I'm like the A-team of handymans. But
how did they ever find out about things? For a while, they traveled with that journalist, right?
Know.
Amy?
Was she only on season one?
She was only on season one.
Yeah, and for some reason, somebody was like, that's not working. Let's get rid of her.
What a terrible situation to be on a show where people were like, that's not working out.
And then
to be kicked off.
I think there was some producer who was like, let's go back to mostly white guys and one black guy.
You wouldn't know about this kind of thing usually, like being on a show and then being fired.
Yeah.
Because you're not a performer, but that happens a lot of times.
Listen, I just because I don't know about it doesn't mean I don't read Variety.
I've been in that situation where I directing a movie and there was someone who I was like, God, this is not working out.
You should have fired him.
Yeah, we were too far down the road at that point.
Well, once you get invested, you got to stick with it, right? Well, maybe they surprise you and they're okay by the end.
I guess so.
Maybe.
12 days.
12 days?
That's it. You're 12 days in, they can't cut you out. That's when you start acting like a king.
Is that the rule?
Yes.
12
that's
days?
When you drink days. All you want. 12 days. There's no way.
There's no way that they can go back and reshoot all of that.
On a decent budget movie, yes, 12 days. There's no way they
Dozen
can bring
days.
It all in.
Is that work days?
And if it's not 12 days, you find out that number, and that's when you start acting like a king.
Does that include weekends?
No, shooting days.
Shooting days. Okay. Well, you can shoot weekends. I heard about that. You can shoot weekends sometimes.
Are you interested in show business?
No, I hate it.
You hate it?
Hate it. Won't hear a thing about it.
Same here.
No, I can't deal with it. No, all these actors.
Do you hate the product or do you hate the game?
Oh, every single aspect of it.
Wow, okay.
Every single aspect of it. I won't. I'll watch TV, but only cheer.
Okay.
And I, but
you love the documentary about the cheerleaders.
Because that's stuff we all should know.
Right.
You know,
let's get back to the process. You arrive at people's houses.
I will show up at a house. I'll get a feeling and
you get like an itch in your brain. Like I need to go.
Yeah, sort of.
Something
I guess,
in your
like
gut.
A little bit of an itch in my brain.
Yeah.
And I'll show up at somebody's house and I'll be like, hey, you know what? I'm here to help. Let's see what we got to do. And somebody will say like, I don't really need anything. I'll be like, yeah, I'll take care of that. I'll go in, I'll look around, maybe I'll push around things, fix some wood, clean up the kids, wipe down the kids.
Clean up the kids?
Yeah, I'll push things around, and then I'll leave and give them a bill. And sometimes they're angry about it, but for the most part, I'm like, listen, you're the one with the problem. I came and fixed it. Let's work that. I'm the handyman.
So you're like an unwanted handyman. In other words, you're
not expected.
It's not like you're Santa Claus where people think like, oh, the 25th of December, that's when Kris Kringle drops by.
Funny you bring up Christmas because I will show up on Christmas I'll go house to house on Christmas, and I will open all the presents. I can get into any house and I'll push my way through a door, and I'll fucking
push your way through.
I will fucking rip through presents like you wouldn't believe. Those kids, little shitheads, they get so pissed about it and they're so entitled. And they're like, no, those are our presents. And the parents are calling.
And you're
the
doing this in front
cops.
Of everyone?
Yeah, I'll do it.
This is not before people wake up.
No, I wait till they wake up.
So and you're sitting there in the house.
And then I say, everybody on the goddamn couch. And I'll line them up on the couch. And they'll think, like, what the hell's going on? And I will, one by one, I'll just shred those presents. And then once I get them all open, the kids will be like, well, at least we have our toys. He opened them. That sucks. That's what they're thinking in the head as far as
they're not saying that. They think that someone broke into their house to open their presents the act of opening them.
I think so.
Don't think you're going to abscond with them.
No. And I don't take them. I'll just break everything and push it around into piles, in separate piles. And then on the way out, I'll go like, well, we get what we deserve. And then I'll exit.
You have a question. Me listening intently. Me in my lair.
You've been very silent. You've been wrapped in attention. I appreciate that.
Me looking at how far away Postmate is, me following Postmate.
Yeah, what's going on with it? Because you ordered it four hours ago.
I can get that for you.
Me accidentally put in opposite Bizarro address of Postmate.
Oh, no. Did he go to the other end of the Earth?
Yes. Postmate on the other end of Earth.
Oh,
me do that.
God, we're never going to get it. So.
You need me to go get it?
No. Me just order again. This guy's fucked.
All right.
In me lair, me bumping me head on me kitchen all day long. Me curious about perhaps.
What are you bumping your head on?
Me kitchen cabinet. Me kitchen too small.
You're bending down to grab like cereal or something?
Yes.
I will come in to your apartment and I will fix your cabinets.
Oh.
I have no problem doing that. I don't know what. I'm going to have to take a lay of the land. I'll have to come in. Push
is that what
around.
You want, Bizarro, for him to fix them?
Me need more space, perhaps.
Huge man.
Yes, kitchen don't know you. And me thought me move into there and then me get a little more successful and get a bigger place. But me fucked by housing market right now.
So do you need a realtor or you need...
me trying to make best of me current space.
Okay, so you need...
Me would be happier if guest was realtor. But that's no such situation.
You're not a realtor in your spare time, are you?
I'm a handyman. Of course, I can sell you anything you want. You want to buy a place?
Yeah.
I can find you something. No problem.
Oh, me love
this. Totally fine. I got to look at a date that I can come by. Maybe we could have a meeting and learn about each other. Yeah. We could have a double date.
Are you with someone?
Yeah, I have Susan, my wife. She's a big girl.
A big girl? What do you mean by that?
Like she all grown up now?
She's all tit meat?
what do you mean?
Well, she's a big girl. She's not worried about a diet or anything. She's a big girl. I like that about her. She doesn't give a shit.
You love your curvy wife.
She's a big buxom woman.
Okay,
you want me to describe her to you?
You like that thick.
I love it, Dick. I love
thick
slab. She's honestly, she's got to be. She hasn't been out of bed in 12, 13 years.
I know,
and I love it. It turns me on. I don't know why it turns me on.
You know, that's where people have sex. So, I mean, it's...
We don't
the
have
connection
sex.
Is there. A connection is made.
Yes. That played at the closing of Frasier.
It did.
That was the last song I danced to at the last rap party.
I love that. I honestly don't know that song. I don't listen to a ton of music.
Who's your favorite band of all time?
Favorite band of all time?
Yeah, the question I asked.
Out of all the bands of all time, my number one?
Number one, yeah, favorite. Yeah, that's what favorite means.
You allowed to take a long break to decide on answer.
Yeah, you need a 5-hour break?
I wouldn't mind a break just so I can figure
this
out.
Okay, maybe the Postmates will get here by the way. Okay, we're going to take a break. All right, we'll be right back. Okay, and we're back.
I got it.
That was 8 hours. The Jersey Mike's is still not here. I'm starving.
Oh, me too. Me, I'm thinking maybe just order za.
I ate at my house. I'm fine.
Oh.
But that was over 14 hours ago.
Yes, I eat once a day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
In the morning?
Yes, I eat one meal and...
One meal makes you sated.
Yes. Sated, yes.
Chuck Mangione.
Ask Grammar. That's another podcast.
I'm sorry. We got the answer that we've been waiting for. Chuck Mangione?
Chuck Mangione. It's my favorite.
Band?
Band.
Okay.
He's my favorite band. Well,
he was a band leader.
Yeah, but he played all the horns.
He played one horn.
He could play several horns. Guaranteed.
He could, but he didn't.
No, he could play a bunch of horns.
All right. Chuck Mangione
is the one point of interest that I agree with this scruffy rube. I walked down the aisle to that. Seventh wedding.
Oh, hey, seventh?
Seven, yes.
Good for you. Yeah. Nothing's permanent. I tell Susan that all the time.
Why?
She's lucky to have me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it sounds like she is, actually. She hasn't gotten out of bed or she's very unlucky to have you. That's what's causing her to not get out of bed.
She's lucky to have me because she'd absolutely be dead.
You're good for each other. We'll just say that.
No, I'm not going to just say that. Why would you put those words in my mouth?
I don't want to put anything in your mouth, let alone words, but I...
What does that mean? What was that?
Why would you get offended at me saying that?
And you just told me you don't want to put anything in my mouth? In your mouth? Of mine? That's a little pervy, too. This whole atmosphere is getting a little weird.
I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. Any complaints about Bizarro over here? Or
no, Bizarro is... I looked on my calendar. I can come over and meet with you, and we can discuss things. I have Christmas open.
Oh, me have no plans for Christmas. Me celebrate Christmas on... March 25th.
On Easter, the death of Jesus Christ.
Yes, very good, yes.
Deal.
First time around, me said Easter right away, but me flew back around Earth to give Scott that joke.
You're so generous. Thank you so much.
Perfect. I'll be there. We'll discuss it. We can fix your cabinets. We can look around your house, push some stuff around, see what's going on.
How does that sound to you, Bizarro?
Me excited to get to chop it up with somebody on December 25th. Usually December 25th, you can only chop it up with... you know, Jews. So you don't seem like Jewish, man.
By the way, you're Jewish, so you can say this, right, Bizarro?
Yes, I converted for the jokes.
Wait, does that mean you are Jewish or you are not Jewish because you're saying you're Jewish?
Back to reverse logic.
Yeah, that's a part of Bizarro lore he didn't seem to remember coming in here. So all bets are off at this point.
Well, me... a question.
The only thing he knew about was the me-I thing.
A question on identity is, do Bizarro know when he talk, he be me, that he am saying opposite, or in his mind, he am in saying truth?
In his mind, he's saying truth, and it's always the opposite.
Yes, that's me hard. Wonder about me own
Why are you saying
brain
he?
That way. Well,
what?
You've caught me. It's what? Actually me, Superman.
What?
Holy shit.
A double ruse?
Oh, my God.
I did the podcast today to ruin Bizarro's reputation.
What? This is unprecedented on a holiday?
I know. Why am I spending my July 4th being this petty? Because I'm a bitch, Scott Aukerman. And
what?
Yes.
Superman's a bitch?
Yes. You're always one of my heroes.
Oh, well, and likewise.
That's a fucking...
But Bizarro is a better guest.
Huge bulge.
Oh, well, let's see. You haven't heard my Bill Clinton yet.
Okay, well.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's judge your Bill Clinton.
All right.
Next to Bizarro's.
Okay, let's see. Here we go. This is Superman, and this is Bill Clinton. But let's just say he's ordering something a little unusual.
The premise is making me laugh.
I've actually been told this is not what you should do for a character audition. The premise shouldn't be the biggest laugh, but here we go.
All right.
Okay, this is Superman, and he's ordering something a little unusual. No, wait, I'm Superman. Let me fly around the Earth real quick.
Okay, here we go.
Bill Clinton.
Okay, this is Bill Clinton ordering something a little unusual.
Okay.
I'll have the Monica.
Oh, good.
Oh, jeez.
Good. I've got a Bill Clinton impression.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hey, you might want to clean off your blue dress.
I like that.
If you're taking notes from Superman, I would have loved some sort of intro to know who you were talking to and what was unusual about this scenario.
I think it's pretty well known.
I got a Bill Clinton impression as well. If I can do it real quick.
I'd like to hear it, yeah.
Hey. Okay, this is Bill Clinton ordering something crazy. Hi. How much extra for the large fry?
Okay. Ooh.
Remember, Bill Clinton famously liked Big McDonald's.
Yep.
Okay, yes. Can I try? This is Bill Clinton at a fast food restaurant ordering something a little unusual.
I'll have the number three. Hold the cigars.
What do you think?
No, that was legitimately good. Didn't like it. Yeah, it was actually right.
You weren't following the game there for a second. I kind of got off track, and you did a good one.
Sorry. I didn't expect that. I apologize. I couldn't resist. It was right there.
Yes. You got it.
Low-hanging fruit. You got to pick it. Well, look, Toby.
Yeah, we're just getting started.
No, does it surprise you to realize we're wrapping up?
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well,
after
I get
you came
this
all
a lot.
The way down
I get
here.
This a lot. So
I don't know that we have a full grasp on what it is you do, but...
Hey, I meant to ask you.
Yeah, please.
I listened to one of your episodes
on the way
in just to figure out, and it said you had a broken toilet. Is that?
Yeah,
and I'd love to.
I don't know that it's broken. I just know that there's a sign next to it saying, don't flush any toilet paper.
No, that's normal.
Oh, it's normal.
Yeah. So have you ever taken a crap here? And what are you doing?
No. I know.
But sometimes you can't control it. And you're like, hey, it's time. What do people do? There's no way that somebody here hasn't taken a dumper.
I guess so, but it's certainly not been me.
You're not even curious.
The Shaggy defense, it was not me.
When you go in that bathroom, mm-hmm. and you are people in the
people circling the...
I assume that people...
That's what you're miming right now.
Running around the bathroom.
Running around?
Like crazy. Isn't there like a trash can? Is it full of like shitty things?
I would assume so, or they just expect you to...
I love that.
You love it. You
I
love
think
it.
That's the way it should be.
Okay. Yeah,
it would be less things to clean up.
All right. Good. All right.
Yeah.
Bizarro?
Superman, actually.
Oh, yeah,
as a man who's traveled the world, that's not incredibly unusual for other countries who don't have as good of, in Paris or Italia or Greece,
Usually they have a bidet at least next to it.
Oh, yes. In America, you just have to hope the sink has enough power. That's what Superman does.
Well, Superman, when you fly around the Earth, I would imagine that shit crumbles just kind of fly off your butt.
It's a huge issue. You must clean butt before you fly around the Earth if you're Superman.
All right. Well, look, guys, we are running out of time, and we only have time for one final feature. I hope that's okay. And it is, of course, a little something called plugs.
We're here to open up the plug bag and see what you're selling. Maybe it's a book or a show, or maybe you just yelling. Please don't ever close the plug bag. Keep it open for all eternity. If you close the plug bag, someone will come to your house and open it back up.
Ooh, okay. That was Keep It Open by Malsha. Malsha, thank you so much to Malsha. And what do we want to plug? Kelsey Grammer, a.k.a. Frasier, a.k.a. Frasier Crane. To be more specific,
yes.
Is here.
Yes.
Do you want to plug anything? Earlier you were talking about record you like.
I'm John Daly, and I am going to plug
my album. This is even worse than the Superman reveal.
This is...
You're
really,
not actual Kelsey
it's
Grammer?
Really bad.
Why are you still talking like that, though?
I am John Daly, and I know I'm plugging my album. Please buy it on vinyl, Ding Dong Delicious. It's a very stupid... funny album, and thank you so much, Scott, for having me on.
Of course. All right, and Superman, a.k.a. Bizarro, a.k.a. Clark Kent. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
I don't
mean to blow up your spot.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
Oh,
this has never happened before.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, Lois is fucked if bad guys find out about this.
Oh, no, I'm getting a text alert on my phone. Lois Lane is dead?
Oh, I gotta go fly around the Earth again.
Oh, that's
her brains will go right back into her skull.
I just gotta go really quick. Do you have somewhere I could just get the poop out of my butt before I fly around the Earth out of respect for everybody under me?
So sorry.
Sorry, everyone.
Do you want to plug anything?
Yes,
you
of course
go,
I do. Let's see. The Daily Planet is always doing hard hitting news. And
you work there.
What's that?
You work there.
Well, that's what people do. People ever plug someone?
You don't
they
deserve
don't
any of those Pulitzer prizes either.
Oh, really?
If people knew you were Superman just writing these things?
I know, yeah. I guess that is a bit of a hoax. It's like the Valerie Plame affair.
Yeah.
I guess I'll plug BigGrandeWebsite.com. It's a place where you can get all things from the comedy group Big Grande, including 4 episodes of a live improvised show done all in full wardrobe, makeup, hair, and on real sets.
I think those were sent to me.
Yes, perhaps over the electronic mail.
Yeah, and did I watch them?
You're a busy guy, Scott Aukerman. Before every episode of the podcast, I watch every episode of...
Every episode of Comedy Bang.
Bang Bang, yes. Yeah, so, good. yeah, that's where I'll leave the plugs.
Okay, great. And then Toby Boothby.
Toby Boothby.
You said... Okay. Do you have cats or kids, by the way?
Kids.
Yeah, I still don't know. Okay, go ahead. What do you want to plug?
I just want to let you know, don't worry about looking me up. I'll find you. If you have a problem in your house, I will find you and I will bodge my way in and fix it. And then I guess Chuck Mangione, late July at the Melody Tent on Cape Cod. Check it out.
Okay, great. I want to plug, hey, we're going out on tour. We're doing the Comedy Bang Bang tour in 1 month from now. Actually, in literally 4 weeks, we are starting the tour all of August. Gonna hit everywhere in the United States and parts of Canada. And Paul F. Tompkins and I are, and various special guests. We've been setting the special guests over the for all the episodes. I think you're going to be enjoying them. So head over to cbbworld.com/tour and you can buy tickets. Some shows are very close to being sold out. So make sure you get over there as soon as you can. And while you're over there at cbbworld.com, go ahead and check out any of our other shows. The full archives of this show, as well as ad-free episodes. And we also have CBB Presents over there, and Scott Hasn't Seen. So much stuff. All right, let's close up the old plug bag. Sparkle Plug by Actually Simpson. Wow, thank you so much to Actually Simpson. And guys, I want to thank you so much. John Daly, I wish he hadn't come here under
so
pretending
sorry.
To be Fraser Crane
right.
himself.
Just to sell the
Just to
record.
Sell your record. Yeah, wish that hadn't happened. And then Superman, I wish... You know, you hadn't come here first pretending to be yourself and then pretending to be Bizarro.
I feel like an idiot, Scott.
I'm disappointed, but at least Toby Boothby, you're who you say you are, right?
I am who I am, and I'll never, I'm never going to regret it, ever. Ever.
Wait,
three cats.
Wait, you're not Toby Boothby. Now that I'm
about?
Getting a good look at you.
Who do you think I am?
You're Bill Clinton.
Listen, this is real. This is real embarrassing.
Were you here just to hear us do impressions of you earlier?
I got to tell you, I was just, I'm a little bit bored in life lately, and I came by, and I was over at the McDonald's next door. Or is that a Denny's? I don't know. But I will say, I did not have sex with her.
Wow, perfect, Bill Clinton. Oh, all right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry. Deals this great won't last.